Good morning. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, May 18th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn down 2 cents, 5.56. May wheat down 3¾ cents at 6.36¼. May beans down 7¾ cents at 14.10 even. We did sell 696,000 metric tons of corn to China. That's the third day in a row. The Alaskan summit between the U.S. and China starts today. So was this merely goodwill buying before the summit? We'll have to see. China did make a comment overnight that said that they're planning on starting a campaign to cut corn and soybean meal content in animal feed. So I can't imagine that's helpful for the grain markets out here. Export sales this morning, old crop wheat, 390, about as expected. 139 new crop. Corn, old crop, 985, which was above what they were looking for. 241 new crop. The total was 1.226. Soybeans, only 204 total. That's all old crop. Certainly not a good number there. Bean oil is down 56 ticks overnight. Palm oil was lower. It looks like we may have hit a top in these markets. We're expecting palm oil production to increase in the weeks ahead. Demand seems to be ebbing at these high prices. So the bean oil is what led us up, and it very well may lead us down here. The meal was also lower, down 270. If the May meal closes under $400 a ton, I think that's a pretty good sell signal out here. And if we close the oil under 54 cents, that would be a bit of a sell signal. If beans close under 14 bucks, if corn was to close under, 538, that would be pretty bearish out here. You know, we've gone from, looking at, pretty firm markets that continue to be resilient out here, to days like today where it looks like we could be toppy. Generally, in the days like this, we make our lows in the first half hour or so and then spend the rest of the day coming back. Is that going to be another day like we've seen? I don't know. We've got the crude oil down 123 a barrel. We've got the Dow, the dollar up 42 ticks at 91.86. So that certainly doesn't help. The bonds are down a full point and a half here. These are the lowest levels we've seen in almost 2 years in the bond market, pointing to higher interest rates. Despite what Chairman Powell said yesterday about keeping interest rates unchanged for the next year or two, the market doesn't believe that. Let's see, what else do we have out here? Outbound ships out of Brazil have just increased dramatically over the last 2 weeks, going from about 12 ships 2 weeks ago to 50 ships to now look like over 100 ships on the satellite photos. So certainly they're moving a lot of beans out of Brazil as we speak. The weather in Brazil is drying out. That should be helpful to finishing up the harvest in the next week or two. Argentina looks like they're going to get some good rains. So I don't see anything particularly friendly out here. And if these charts turn lower now, I think we could have a little bit of a problem through the end of the month until we see the planting numbers and the stocks numbers. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.